Gleanings from the Psalms, chapter 118, Psalm 84, Dwelling in the House of the Lord. That mortal men on this earth may in this present age not only enter the dwelling place of the Lord, but may actually reside in the Lord's house, is a fact made very plain in the Scriptures. Let us read a few familiar texts. First, we have a blessing on those who dwell in the house of the Lord. Blessed are they that dwell in your house. They will be still praising you. They must praise the Lord, for he inhabits the praises of his people. But you are holy, O you that inhabit the praises of Israel. And, in his temple everything says, glory. Without wasting any time arguing with those who would deprive themselves of the blessings of the Lord by claiming that they are not real, we read, how excellent is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of your house, and you shall make them drink of the river of your pleasures. We are dealing with facts, not theories. Therefore we have only to do with the fact that we may and should dwell now in the house of the Lord, and not with any explanation as to how it can be. With the text last quoted, about resting under the shadow of God's wings, and being satisfied with the fatness of his house, connect the following. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you behold, and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord which is my refuge, even the Most High your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. Here we see that the safety of God's people during the awful time of trouble just preceding the coming of the Lord will be due to the fact that they have been and are then dwelling in the house of the Lord. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The plagues that will be poured out upon the earth cannot touch them, because they will be dwelling safe in the place whence the plagues come. It is as one who is safe from the shot that comes from a fort, because he is in the fort whence the fire comes. And yet these people are at the same time on the earth, in the midst of the plagues, with the wicked falling all around them. See also in this connection. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Now we may profitably consider how we may dwell in the house of the Lord, that is, what is necessary on our part. Assuming that every reader desires this privilege, many fail because they do not know where the Lord lives. With Job they say, oh that I knew where I might find him. Read then these few texts, and let them be forever fastened in your memory. Thus says the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. Whither shall I go from your spirit? Or whither shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Can any hide himself in secret places, that I shall not see him? Says the Lord. Do not I fill heaven and earth? Says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? God's house, then, is the whole universe. That is a fact, and yet there are myriads of people who do not dwell in God's house. They are in it as defilers of it, not recognizing the sacredness of the place where they are. God dwells everywhere, and since his presence sanctifies, every place is holy. Now holiness becomes his house, and if everybody would but remember this, and recognize all space as God's dwelling place, all men would be holy. The temple sanctifies the gold, and the altar sanctifies the gift. Continually to recognize the presence of the Lord is to make one a constant dweller in his house. He who thus dwells in the house of the Lord will behold the beauty of the Lord. He will discern the Lord's body, for he will be dwelling in God, and so he will live indeed. And God will dwell in him, for he will not partake of anything but the perfect life of the Lord. Thus beholding the beauty and glory of the Lord, he will be changed into the same image, and overcoming the world, he will be made a pillar in the temple of God, to go no more out. Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. So shall he dwell in the house of the Lord forever.